This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Rob Porter scandal at the White House and other scandals elsewhere, yes, but Porter in particular, have brought domestic violence back into the news. That means more awareness of nonprofits that offer services and sometimes shelter to victims. More victims are going to go looking for help, which is a good thing, and maybe more people will decide to donate. From Washington, Marketplace's Erica Barris has that one.
Tucked behind a building on a busy street in D.C. is My Sister's Place. It's one of the first nonprofits in the city for victims of domestic violence. And at the moment, the offices are crowded with supplies.
We've got diapers. Over here we have sheets. We have baby toys. Towels.
That's Valerie Graff, the interim executive director. Those supplies will go to the small women's shelter My Sister's Place operates. Like most organizations, this one is funded by a mix of local and federal dollars. And then, donations.
We've had an enormous outpouring of support in the last couple of months.
In fact, twice as many donations as past years, thanks in part to the Me Too movement. But as always, the need is greater than what they can provide. My Sister's Place can house 15 families, but it gets roughly 2,500 calls a year. Pamela Paziotopoulos is president of the Center for Domestic Policy Violence in Chicago. Paziotopoulos says a high-profile case, particularly when there are photos involved.
What it does do for a lot of victims that are out there, it gives permission and it gives confidence to victims to be able to come forward.
Paziotopoulos says while it's too early to know just how much all these recent cases will impact fundraising, her contacts at shelters say,
been a little bit easier this last month.
High-profile cases can also result in policy changes. Emily Martin is with the National Women's Law Center and says in some cases the legislative groundwork is there, but progress has stalled.
But when the public is galvanized by an issue, that helps Congress act.
Martin points to one of the best-known examples, Nicole Brown Simpson.
The O.J. Simpson trial in the 1990s, which was a real moment of interest and attention around the problem of domestic violence, and was about the same time that the Violence Against Women Act actually passed Congress.
And the money that the Violence Against Women Act provides, that's the money that really matters. In Washington, D.C., I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.